Hi everyone, welcome to episode 82. So I did say I wasn't going to be doing seasons anymore, and this is our 82nd episode. That means we're almost at 100 episodes, can you believe it? Our guest today is Shiori Statter. Shiori is a fitness and diet coach, but she's an ultra runner. I mean, she does things like on the first day of the year, she runs 100 kilometer loops, like 100 kilometers around her house in 5 kilometer loops, guys. Loops are my favorite, so I can kind of relate to that. In this interview, we talk about Shiori's run at the Tokyo Backyard Ultra. Shiori was one of three women, and she managed to run 100 kilometers. Can you believe that, running back and forth? Shiori is based here in Tokyo, and our interview is actually Jap English, or English slash Japanese. It is mostly English, but there will be some few Japanese words thrown in there. I guess it's an absolute mixture of the Japanese and English combination. I hope you enjoy my chat with Shiori. Hi, Shiori.
How are you? Otsukaresama.
Otsukaresama. My gosh, Shiori, my kids, my son and daughter, always say to me, "Mom, your life is like a movie." I don't do
That's
it
on
purpose, but so on my way home tonight, I took the wrong bus. The steps that happened were I panicked. It was quarter to eight, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. I took a bus. It passes by my bus stop, I promise you. But the bus driver said a lot of things in Japanese that I didn't understand. But I made it.
Good. Good, you're safe home.
Yeah, thank you so much for being gracious and us re-recording. So, how are you doing? How's your week going?
Nicely busy, but should be busier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, because a lot of people are signing up for the new year. This is the busiest time, right?
Yes.
I wonder why. Okay.
Yeah. I'm being a little bit lazy.
Oh, do you think so? Oh, no.
I think so.
I can't imagine you being lazy. I think you're a very focused person. I think so.
I'm good at pretending like that.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Okay, cool. So, Shiori, thank you so much and welcome to the podcast. So, how would we introduce you? Who is Shiori? How and when did you start running?
Okay. I'm Shiori. I'm a diet coach and personal trainer. Recently become a running trainer. I started running since when I was student. Always like running even when I was a kid. And I was in track and field team in high school. Mm-hmm. I joined the cross country team when I was in Canada. And after I graduated school, start like walking, I was doing like half marathon, 10K to 20K, and started trail running about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. My husband invited me.
And then you fell in love with trail running.
Yes. Funny story behind. I used to not like it.
Ooh,
like
okay.
First time or second time I did it was in, I was wearing normal shoes, like road shoes. I was falling so many times and I hate it. This is not fun. I don't want to do it anymore. But then my husband, Andrew, got me trail running shoes and tried it, and I was like, oh, this is nice. And then I first race I joined was Ometaka Mizu.
Okay.
15K trail running race, kind of popular one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, last time we talked about a little bit, but I like the trail running because I don't need to line up for ladies' room.
That's true. We were talking about how in ultra distances, there's actually less women, so...
I was very shocked. Mm-hmm. I always, when I join for like a half marathon, mm-hmm. always so many line on women's room.
Mm-hmm.
And like always, guys' room is like so... when I did... Maybe first, I shocked was like my first 50K. I went to toilet, and I was like, so big line on men's room, then... I'm going to ladies' room, like, I don't need to line up.
No, that's true. That is so true, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just talking about toilet.
Yeah, so obviously, we wanted today, the reason why we wanted to talk was about the Backyard Ultra, right, Tiori? And we said there were only three women at the Backyard Ultra here in Tokyo. Shiori was one of them. Shiori did 100 kilometers. Guys, can you believe it? Running for that long, back and forth. So Shiori, what made you decide to do the Backyard Ultra? What made you decide to do it?
I heard about, I think, year before mm-hmm. I joined. But at the time, it's already, like, race was... done, mm-hmm. but like reading about the race and hearing about race, like only one who left has
the prize.
He or she has the record, but yes. Other is DNF.
Yes, everyone else DNF.
Even
yes.
You run like a 300K or something.
Mm-hmm.
I like the craziness. And also, I never really run those endurance race. Mm-hmm. Always like I join like with starts and goal. So always wanted to go those endurance race. So.
Yeah, that's true because like you don't know where you're gonna end and how far you're gonna go. So really, it's all about endurance. And how did you find the ultra in Tokyo? Did you find that, was it fun, or how did you feel about it?
Was fun.
Really fun.
I don't really mind going or running same place over and over.
Yes. Why? That's my, because I was also wondering why. How do you manage? Because with me, if I go running, this is a problem. If I go running, if I feel like I'm bored, that's it. If there's a bus stop, I get on the bus, I go home. Like, and I sometimes do funny things, like I'm in Yokohama and I'm running and I'm so far away and I'm just like, no, I'm, where's the station? That's it. I'm going home.
Sure.
How do you keep from reaching that point where you're just like, this is boring?
It's many things to think about it.
So what sort of things do you think about?
My life, my work, body conditions,
mm-hmm.
what to eat, and somehow remembering childhood, and also some gratitude about the environment I'm running.
Yeah, because, I mean, after running a certain while, you kind of get in the zone, you know, and once you're in the zone, you're just like, that's where you are, and everything is fine, and gratitude definitely helps. What about your training? How was your training leading up to the Backyard Ultra? What sort of training did you do?
I did some trail running,
mm-hmm.
some long distance running, and also did a treadmill not to go too fast.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, to manage your pace, hey?
Because especially the Backyard Ultra in Tokyo, the Takao,
mm-hmm.
that's so easy to run.
Yes.
It's so nice to run. They're going down part. If I want to go fast, then I can just go fast.
That's true, because it's quite flat. Yeah. So you could end up going fast and then injuring yourself or something, or getting tired quickly. So it's about managing yourself. Yeah. And when
actually, I find out some people go fast though.
Yeah, right.
But they're fine somehow.
No. Those boys run like crazy. Like, next weekend, they've got an event in Takawa where they're just doing those loops, and they're starting on Saturday morning, they're sleeping over, and they're doing it again on Sunday for fun. Like, they just do that. So when they run the race, it's like, you know, like, they practice like that. Yeah. So, Shiori, what were your highlights and your lowlights for the race? Like, what was the thing you were like, this is awesome? And what was like, ugh, no.
Highlights, definitely can go running with those crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I see some people, I always find out those people in other race and always in, like, a top three or top five. Also, like, people cheering, the feeling like so nice running there. But low point was mental block.
Ooh, yes. Okay, tell us about the mental block.
Yes, because I was thinking about wanna go 200K, but minimum 100K. And once I hit 100K, I feel like, of course, at the time I was tight. I mean, at the time I had a stomach ache instead, but if at the time it was like a 95 or 98K, I think I went one more round. So, like, making some goal is always nice to go, but always, but I mean, not always, but sometimes become it's kind of stopping you for goal.
It's like you've set a limit for yourself, and for you to break through that mentally. Your brain is like, no, Shiori, we can stop now. You said minimum 100K. Let's stop. So that's the thing with ultra running, right? Is your mind.
It's so important.
Yeah. So if you do it again next year, do you have a goal?
Still wanted to go 200K.
Of course.
And I don't set minimum.
Okay. That's good. Okay, so no minimum, you're trying for 200. But if you can do 100, you can do 200. That's what this one says.
People say that, né?
It's true, though.
I don't believe that.
It's true because you just go slowly, slowly. You'll be fine. I'll be there supporting you.
Sure. I'm volunteering. I saw, like, on for the backyard, I saw many, like, guys who can go fast and farther, and, like, they are managing a time. Like, they're really impressive. But also, I saw one or two guys always finishing, like, 1 or 2 minutes before the next. But he was keep doing it. How mentally strong are they?
Yeah, but so this is me personally, when I do these things. For me, the stop and start is hard. I can keep going slowly doing, but for me to stop, that's hard for me to stop and start again.
Yeah, but like, I need a minimum 5 minutes to, like, prepare for the next round. I mean, next round.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I mean, let's see. I'm going to go then and run on next weekend. So let's see how it goes. Yeah. Okay. So what else is planned for 2024? So we've got the Backyard Ultra, which you did last year, and you want to do it again this year. What other races do you have planned for 2024?
For 2024, I had a second in my life road running race, 42K, on March, because I never finished.
Oh, yes! Oh, my gosh, Yuri, look at that. 100 kilometers, but no 42. Okay, so which marathon are you running?
Itabashi Marathon in Tokyo.
Nice. How are you feeling? Are you excited?
Excited and a little bit nervous.
Really?
Yeah, because last time, like about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. I tried a full marathon and I couldn't finish it.
How far did you go?
37 or
8. Oh my gosh, you were so close! But what happens is the wall. Did you hit the wall? Mm-hmm. If you hit the wall, like you just sit down, you're like, I can't, no. What happened?
At that time, the day was too hot. But also, that was my first time doing full marathon, so I think I went too fast.
When you didn't finish the marathon, does it still bug you to this day? Or you were like, oh, it's okay, I didn't finish, it's fine.
That bugs me.
I understand you.
Yeah.
I started a 100 miler. I didn't finish it. It still bugs me. It still bugs me. So, like, you have to go. And some people have said to me, go back and do that thing again and finish it so you can be okay about it.
I've heard of, and also I kind of experienced that those DNF, mm-hmm. it's become kind of habit. Kind of used to it.
My dad said that to me the other day. My father.
Really?
I was talking to him about something. And I was saying, it's so tough. Life is very hard. And he said to me, Linda, if you start quitting, quitting becomes a habit. So don't quit. Oh, same message.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. That's true, it can be, because you're like, whatever, and then it just becomes a habit. Wow. Okay, wow.
Yeah, I remember first race I did a DNF was one Aizunasu, mm-hmm. Tochigi to Fukushima,
mm-hmm.
or maybe Fukushima to Tochigi.
Yeah.
It's really tough
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
By DNF, and after that, two or three races, I think I did a quit. DNF.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you're going to have some DNF, so it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Okay, so you've got your road marathon. Yay!
Yep.
What else have you got? Have you got any big, big long runs planned?
Yeah, I will join Okushinano 100K. It's in June. And I think I will go Nozawa 65K.
Yeah.
And we just want to try 100 mile this year. Huh? And thinking about go for Shigaichi.
Ooh, where's Shigaichi?
Biwa.
Biwa, yes.
100 mile.
And Lake Biwa is so beautiful. I saw photos on Instagram. I was like, wow. Okay, that'll be a beautiful one for sure. I think so.
Yeah.
And I told you, if you can do 100, you can do 160. So it'll be. Will Andrew run with you, or is he going to crew the 100 miler?
You mean I'm gonna go by myself, or with?
So the 100 miler in Lake Biwa, Andrew,
uh-huh.
is he going to run with, or is he going to be crew? Like, is he going to look after you?
I think he also want to join. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's going to go by himself and I'm going to do it by myself.
No, shame. He should stay with you. It's your first one.
Bother him.
He should hold your hand and make sure you finish your first one.
No, I mean, there's a story that he's not going to be my pacer. Because the last road race,
mm-hmm.
Road marathon, we did together,
mm-hmm.
but Andrew was talking too much, then I was a little bit annoyed. So I was like, you go first. I don't think we're gonna never start together.
I have a meme. I'll look for it and find it. And they're like, what you need to know when you're pacing an ultra marathoner. Mm-hmm. If they swear, if they shout at you, if they call you names, forget it. As soon as the race is finished, forget about it. Because we get a little bit crazy when we're running long distances. Yeah.
Become a little bit childish, a little bit selfish.
Yeah. So he's an ultra marathoner. He should understand. So it'll be fine. Okay. At the beginning of the year, Shiori, I saw on Facebook that you did 100 kilometer at the beginning of the year. Tell us about that run. Yes. Like, why?
It's a New Year thing.
The fact that you do it in loops as well.
That's the kind of 5K around my house. Like, I did a 5K, go back, and go another round, back. The same place, go over and over. Which is good though. I don't need to think about like a direction. Like I don't need to worry about getting lost.
So you like the loops. You like them.
I do.
You do. So the Backyard Ultra format is like perfect for you because of that.
Yes.
So is it one of your favorite races that you've ever done?
Yeah.
Oh, sugoi. Winter's going, oh my gosh, wow.
I'm just like a very sucker direction. I cannot go for like orienteering or like OMM something.
Me too, I'm very bad. So really? What I do is I have a Suunto. So if I go up a mountain, because I'm always like, where does this path lead? And I want to take it and I'll just press my watch and say, take me home. Yeah, that's what works for me. Okay, so let's do the fun questions. What's the craziest thing you have seen runners do? Like something crazy.
I was there one guy called Osada-san.
Mm-hmm.
He did a 100-mile just go around one big tree. I like the loops, but not that much.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think he did it a while. It's like a COVID
time
when people cannot go really outside.
Mm-hmm. And what about a book recommendation? Can be running related or just any book?
Running related one. I'd say Run for Life.
Okay. Good one. Do you want to add another one or? Ijo desu. Hi. What about a TV series or a Netflix channel that you watch or a movie that you could recommend?
Netflix show?
Mm-hmm.
I recommend Arnold.
Okay, yes. Okay, cool. Good recommendation. So before we end, I have to ask this question because the ladies in the ultra running group are always complaining about their partners. So Shiori, your husband is an ultra runner as well.
Uh-huh.
How do you find the dynamic of being married to an ultra runner? Do you guys run together? Does he understand when you have to do these challenges?
We run together,
mm-hmm.
but also we run separately.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I just want to go for by myself or with my friend. He doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And when he want to do some crazy challenge, I don't join.
Okay. So you basically both understand each other's, like this is how far
we
go.
We understand. Yeah. How far we can go, how hard I can go, how he can go. For example, two weeks ago, we went to Nagasaki,
mm-hmm.
and we did a trail running,
mm-hmm.
and we climbed up one mountain called Unzen,
mm-hmm.
and there's some roof to go top.
Yeah.
And first, we were thinking about go together, but found out the loop we are trying to go has some ice and snow. Andrew is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like those slippery. So I say you can go.
Mm-hmm.
I go other way.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be snow.
Mm-hmm.
So let's meet on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And we are fine with it.
I think that's everything. Unless there's something else you want to talk about, Shiori.
One more, can I talk about another crazy guy? Mm-hmm. Donuts guy?
Yes, yes, yes.
I need to talk about it.
Did Ryza sure, make sure. Know. Okay,
tell us. Yeah, talk about mine. Here's my friend called Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart guy. I think he's a lawyer. He understands Japanese very well. And he climbs up high mountain. He's a very strong guy. He loves donut. Don't say but. I would say and. He loves donut. Every time he climbs up mountain, he takes picture with donut.
Mm.
With him. And he's hoping Mr. Donut's gonna be a sponsor for him.
Good luck, Brian.
He's very strong. I think he's trying to do TJAO this year.
Oh, is he? Tomo did it. I think Tomo-san, Tomokazu Ihara did it. Who else? Oh, yeah, because I remember seeing... Oh, that's wow. Okay, that's wow.
It's really hard for a foreigner to try that because you need to read Japanese map. That sometimes I cannot really read if I'm Japanese.
Yeah. Shiori, that's us. We are done. Thank you so much. Yay. Honestly, I love your sense of humor. Do you know when you meet someone, it's like you just meet someone and then it's like you get an unexpected present or an unexpected surprise when you discover they have such an amazing personality. Wanta skoi desu.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're pretty cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shiori, I just want to say kudos to you because I understand trail running can be tricky. There are so many men, but sometimes as women, we can get a little bit intimidated and not try difficult things. So it's good to see women out there. Yes, there were three women with quite a lot of men, but it's good to see you out there doing things because it encourages young girls, maybe track athletes, young girls see that and think, if she can do it, I can do it too. So that's very good. It's something that's very close to my heart to show other young women, especially in life, that we can be strong women and we can be doing big things, and that's okay. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah. 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 And thank you very much for tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. And pass my regards to your hubby and to Koji-san, especially Koji. Oh my God. Koji-kun. If anyone doesn't know, Shiori's pup was the highlight of the Backyard Ultra. He was just there and everyone was just coming and being, oh, you're so cute. And he just took it all in. Yeah. The highlight. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. To support the show, please follow us on Instagram at The Running Voyager, or please leave a rating and review on iTunes or Spotify. It doesn't take much, but it means a lot. Here's to a week full of great adventure. Cheers!